This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's good? Welcome back to another edition of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. My name is Blair Angulo. In a quick moment, we will be joined by the Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting, Bill Kerlick. He's going to go in depth on the Buckeye Bash, the recruit-led event this past weekend to kick off the Big Ten season as recruits converged on Columbus to check out the campus, to check out Ohio State. They weren't able to actually get into the stadium, weren't able to go out on the stands and check out the game. But this was another example of recruits taking matters into their own hands and being proactive during this recruiting dead period where no in-person visits are allowed. Bill has been in this industry for over 30 years, so he's also going to give us some knowledge on how recruiting has changed over the years. With Ohio State chasing Alabama at the top of the composite team recruiting rankings, there are a couple big fish out there, so we're going to get Bill's thoughts on JT Tuimoloau, the five-star defensive lineman from the state of Washington, as well as five-star wide receiver Emeka Egbuka, also from the state of Washington. But before we get to Bill, let's begin with the kickoff. You were able to see it live on CBS Sports HQ, five-star defensive back JaQuincy McKinstry announcing his commitment to the Alabama Crimson Tide as Alabama continues to build on the nation's number one recruiting class. McKinstry is a five-star recruit, the number 24 overall prospect in the country for this 2021 recruiting cycle, and number one nationally among cornerbacks in the class. So Alabama has some beef up front with five-star offensive tackles Tommy Brockermeyer and J.C. Latham. They've got Damon Payne, the five-star defensive tackle from the state of Michigan. They've got a dynamic edge rusher who is making a push for five-star status. That would be Dallas Turner out of the state of Florida. Also in the Sunshine State, they've got five-star wide receiver Ja'Cory Brooks. And now we're adding McKinstry to that mix as the elite continue to recruit at an elite level. It's a heavyweight fight at the top of the recruiting rankings. Alabama number one, Ohio State number two. The Crimson Tide just landed a big blow this past weekend. Can the Buckeyes make a push? Joining us now on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast is Bill Kerlick. He covers Ohio State recruiting for Bucknuts.com, our Ohio State website on the 24/7 Sports Network. He's been doing this for 30-plus years, covering the Buckeyes and the Big Ten. Bill, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Going well, Blair. And that 30-plus years, it's 33, 34. That means one thing, I'm really old.
Oh, come on. You still got a lot of time left in you. I could sense it. Now that you've done this forever, right? And I feel like you're one of the pioneers in this industry. And obviously you're nationally recognized for your work and what you've done over the years. But this year specifically, the 2021 recruiting cycle is as unique as ever. What was it like for you to have some Big Ten football back on the screen this past weekend?
Well, first I'd start by saying, when you said I've done this for a long time, when I started doing this, I think they were using stone tablets and pencils to put the information in, but it has been a long time. And it has been, you know, a first in 34 years. Obviously, we've never not had a Big Ten season like it looked like there wasn't going to be, and there wasn't for a while. So that was a first, and to say the least, that the Ohio State Buckeye Nation was just up in arms. I mean, football in Ohio and in Ohio State is king. And it was very hard in that, you know, if you're in Ohio, you saw other schools, Cincinnati, for instance, playing football while your team is not. And that's a little hard to understand. We had 8 very successful weeks of high school football here in Ohio before Ohio State really played their first game. And that's kind of seems kind of crazy too. But, you know, lo and behold, getting it back this past weekend was still a little strange in that you don't expect Ohio Stadium to have basically 0 fans in it. In my lifetime, that's really never happened. So that was a little strange, but I think the bottom line is most of Buckeye Nation is just plain glad to have football back.
Yeah, and speaking selfishly, it's awesome for me on the West Coast to be able to wake up, roll out of bed, 9 a.m. kickoff for some of these games, and then we get college football throughout the day on the West Coast. And, you know, obviously, I feel like there was an ingredient missing for those first 6 or 7 weeks of the college football season without the Big Ten. Now the only Power 5 conference yet to take the field is the Pac-12. They'll be hitting the field in a couple weeks. But, Bill, there was a big event on Ohio State's campus, organized by Ohio State recruits. They called it the Buckeye Bash. Now, we've had the Sooner Summit earlier in this recruiting cycle. Georgia and their recruits had an event as well. LSU had an event. I know USC, speaking with Greg Biggins, national recruiting analyst for 24/7 Sports a few weeks ago, a few of the USC commits organized a recruit-led event, and we were kind of fighting to hopefully get it named the Fight On Fiesta, but the Buckeye Bash has a great ring to it, and obviously Ohio State was able to, you know, have some recruits on campus in an unofficial manner, self-organized during this recruiting dead period.
Yeah, it was kind of birthed, so to speak, by Ohio State's 5-star defensive end Jack Sawyer, who is a local kid. He lives probably 30 minutes down the road from Ohio State in Pickerington. He goes to Pickerington North High School. And he committed early to Ohio State, and he kind of got the idea, you know, seeing some of the other schools, like you mentioned, Blair, doing what they were doing, the Sooner Summit and all, of getting all the high state commitments together. And, you know, what better way they thought, or getting as many commitments as they could together, what better way they thought than to do it in conjunction with the first game, which was this past weekend. So it started out, they kind of just joked about the idea. And then as time moved on a little bit, Jack Sawyer and another 5-star commitment, running back Travion Henderson and a few others, you know, really thought, well, let's not joke about this. Let's get it done. And they did. You know, they got a little over half of their commitments on campus this past weekend. Would have been more, except that some of the kids had games. For instance, Donovan Jackson from Texas had a game on Friday night and was just not going to be able to make it. And a top Ohio player is another example. He had a game on Friday night, but bad weather canceled that game and moved it to Saturday, so he could not make it. So their Australian punter was not able to make it, as you'd probably expect. That's going to be kind of a hard journey to make for a.
Why didn't he make that 20-hour trip?
Yeah, for 20 hours in Columbus or whatever. So, but they did. Like I said, they had about a half dozen kids out of their 20 commitments, and they had a great time this weekend. It was, you know, mostly on Saturday. They weren't able to go to the game, obviously, but Jack Sawyer's parents rented a bus to drive them around in. They got to see a lot of things. And for a few of the kids, that's the first time they've ever been on the Ohio State campus. Travion Henderson committed to Ohio State having never even been on campus. And up until this weekend, that remained the case. He had never been on campus. So it was a good time for all of them. And they also had one uncommitted prospect, a rather important one, the country's number 2 safety, Derek Davis, was on campus too. Again, an unofficial visit. And his decision almost certainly is going to come down, in my opinion, to Ohio State or Penn State. And getting him back on campus is good. Now, he, on the other hand, has been to Ohio State close to 10 times. His dad played for Cleveland Glenville, the famous program in Ohio, and it's going to be interesting to see now what happens between Ohio State and Penn State with Derek Davis.
We're joined by Bill Kerlick. He is the Ohio State football recruiting guru for 24/7 Sports, bucknuts.com. Some of us call him the dean of Ohio State football recruiting. We'll be right back here on the 24/7 Sports football recruiting podcast with more from Bill.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Back on the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast, I am Blair Angulo, joined by Bill Kerlick. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill_Kerlick, K-U-R-E-L-I-C. We got to get you past 25K followers, Bill. I know you mentioned it earlier with, you know, writing on the stone tablets and the chisel and you know, kind of getting the wheel churning. How much has recruiting changed with social media? I mean, you've been in this game forever.
Yeah, it really has changed dramatically. You know, when I first started, it was everything was pretty much done with ink, so to speak. You know, you had your print publications and the newspapers, of course. The only other really thing that was big in those days was and this again was the old days, the 900 number, the recruiting hotlines, 900 numbers of which I had one. And you know, that was really it in those days. And, you know, to see where things have come now with the social media and the Twitter and the podcast and everything, it's just been a world of difference and kind of makes me wonder, I won't be doing it for another 20 or 30 years, certainly, but what it's going to be like at that point.
Yeah, no, it's going to be, I mean, I feel I've been doing this for about a decade and I feel like it's changed dramatically in those 10 years. So, you know, you think ahead maybe 5 to 10 years, especially with everything that's going on with the name, image and likeness and how recruits are getting edits and graphics made for their social media and how players are branding and marketing themselves. I think it's definitely going in kind of in that direction where every recruit's going to be accessible from a social media platform and maybe be a bit more approachable to the fan base, you know, because the fans are the ones that drive recruiting and they have been able to drive the interest in, you know, who's next. So, you know, obviously I think Ohio State right now with the number 2 class in the country, trying to continue to build on that. We're going to get in a little bit to kind of get your thoughts on a few other big fish that are out there for the Buckeyes. But one prospect that didn't make it to Buckeye Bash that had been planning to for a while was 5-star offensive tackle Tristan Lee. He is the number 1 available offensive lineman in the country.
Yeah, and before I address Tristan Lee, as you spoke about that, Blair, I want to loop back on one thing. One of the biggest changes, you know, back when I started talking to prospects and prospects, recruits, talking to coaches, in those days, it was actually talking to them either in person or on the telephone, which in those days wasn't even a cell phone. It was a rotary dial telephone. And if you said you talked to a player or if the player told you that they talked to the coaches, it had to be one of those two things, either in person or on the phone. Now, you know, talking includes you text with them, you message with them, you FaceTime with them. You know, there's so many more ways to, quote, talk to recruits or recruits talk to coaches. That's probably one of the biggest differences now than, say, 25, 30 years ago.
But, and I feel like that has, in a way, even elevated how much recruiting is, I want to say mainstream, right? Because I feel like Before the schools that were at the top of the game, at the top of college football, maybe had a bit more advantage because of their prestige, because of the pool. You know, if Ohio State was calling you, you were picking up the phone, right? And now any recruit could speak to any Group of Five school. You know, everyone kind of has that accessibility. And I do feel like it's not only cast a wider net for recruits, but it's also elevated recruiting in terms of making it harder. I feel like everyone's in the game now.
Yeah, and it really is a lot different. There's no question about it. But getting back then to your question of Tristan Lee, he and his younger brother Aiden, who is a top 2023 offensive lineman that Ohio State has also offered a scholarship, those two and their mother we're going to come up to Ohio State this past weekend and be part of the Buckeye Bash. Ohio State is one of the schools he's still considering. They weren't able to make it. His mother didn't feel quite well, and his father had to work, and so they couldn't make the trip up here this past weekend to Columbus. And, you know, they certainly had planned to be here. It just didn't work out. Now, will it eventually be rescheduled and work out? That remains to be seen. I don't know that it will necessarily. I'm not saying it will not for sure, but I'm not, at this point, nothing scheduled. So right now, Ohio State has three offensive linemen in their class. They have Donovan Jackson from Texas, who's just an incredible prospect. And they have two very good prospects in Ben Crispin from Ohio, who I went to see play on Friday night. And then they also have Zen Michalski, who I think is a really up-and-coming offensive line for Indiana. And my feeling right now is that that's probably going to be the trio. I think they're going to most likely stick with three offensive linemen, and those will be the three that they ultimately end up signing.
Ohio State right now number two in the composite team recruiting rankings behind only Alabama. The Buckeyes have 4 5-star prospects, but they want to add a few more. Tristan Lee obviously is in that mix, but you've got JT Tuimoloau, the number one prospect in the top 24/7. And then you've got 5-star Emeka Egbuka, the wide receiver out of the state of Washington. What's the latest that you've heard on those two? Because Ohio State has always been considered one, or if not the favorite for both JT Tuimoloau and Emeka Egbuka. And now that the Buckeyes have actually taken the field and that the Big Ten is playing this season, I feel like it's allowed them now to put a product on the field and continue to make their push.
Yeah, and I think Ohio State has a very legitimate chance of landing those two, adding those two to the class. In JT Tuimoloau's case, I think ultimately his decision will come down to Ohio State or Alabama. At least that's the way I look at it right now. I think those are the two most likely destinations for him. I would give Ohio State, I'd pretty much say it's dead even right now, pretty close between the two, Ohio State and Alabama. And I have him right now crystal ball to Ohio State. But again, that one really, I think, could go either way. In the case of Emeka Egbuka, I also have him crystal ball to Ohio State right now. But Oklahoma is a very real possibility for him, I feel. I think in the end, it'll probably be down to those two schools for Emeka. I don't like to totally rule out Washington, but I tend to think it'll be Ohio State or Oklahoma for his services. And, you know, you've got, as we talked about, Derek Davis, that I think it'll be Ohio State or Penn State. You know, those are three of the country's truly elite prospects and three of the few elite prospects still uncommitted. And if you're an Ohio State fan, you've got to be pretty happy in that Ohio State has a legitimate shot at all three of them.
Yeah, and especially with JT and Emeka taking their time and hoping to at some point be able to take visits next year if the recruiting visits and in-person trips are allowed. And obviously we'll be keeping an eye on what the NCAA Division I Council decides to do. So I know Ohio State fans will be very interested as well to kind of figure out whether those two will ever be able to get up to Columbus. Bill, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Continue to enjoy the Big Ten football and its return. And here's to another 33 years.
My pleasure, Blair. You're certainly one of the best in the business, and always enjoy talking with you.
All right, I appreciate that, Bill. He is the Dean of Ohio State Football Recruiting. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill_Kurlick. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the 24/7 Sports Football Recruiting Podcast. Everyone, enjoy your week.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9/8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.